Welcome to the Quiero.com Spanish Property Podcast, where we interview people who recently purchased their dream home in Spain. They tell us what worked, what didn't, and what they'd do differently next time. I'm Beth Davison, and today I'm speaking with Roland from Middlesex, who purchased a villa in Garrucha in Almería. His advice is to be honest and direct with your agent, which seems to have worked out well with Spanish property expert who helped him find his dream home in Spain. Check out the show notes at quiero.com/podcast to find links and resources mentioned in this episode.
My name is Roland and I live in the UK and I purchased a 2-bed flat in a place called Garrucha in Almería in Spain.
And did you know the area well?
Not really, because this has all happened to Daniel. What I did was I actually looked on the internet and I registered myself with the Spanish property agents. And then Daniel started sending me some information. And from there, it all started.
And then, so he sent you pictures or he sent you more information than that? When did, how did you first start looking?
He actually sent me some, because I told him my budget, like, you know, where, you know, how much I could spend. Mm. And within that budget, like, you know, he started sending me some few properties, like, you know, where in Almería area, like, you know, to saying that, you know, this is what is available for what the budget I'm looking for. And then it ended up, like, you know, going further, like, you know, he said, I was so much interested that by looking at the places was so beautiful, what he was sending me. And then he said, the best thing would be for you to actually come down here and then to make a decision rather than, you know, make it from where I was, like, you know, in London.
Yeah. And did you find it easier when you were there in person seeing things?
I think the way it was organized, like, you know, I think straight away, Daniel took full charge in the sense he actually gave me a very beautiful hotel near to where the properties I was wanted to view. And he arranged to collect me from the airport. And I tell you what, I didn't know. I was a bit scared, worried, like, you know, thinking that, you know, I'm going to a new place. I'd never been there. Mm-hmm. And when I met Daniel, actually everything changed. Everything changed. When I met him as a person, it was like, you know, completely like, you know, it was as if I felt like, you know, I was home. And his approach and, you know, the way he actually, you know, organized things, I thought like I was home, you know, and it was such a beautiful journey at the beginning that I never found that, you know, very, very easy. Like, you know, so I didn't have no problem whatsoever, like, you know, by meeting Daniel and then what he had organized.
Yeah.
I felt like, you know, it was going to be a very, very easy way of actually to buy something there. Yes, definitely.
Amazing. It's so good that you build these relationships with the agents and it all becomes about trust. And did he show you all of the correct types of things? Was there anything he showed you that you didn't like?
I tell you what, the way it started was like, you know, we had shortlisted few properties and then the first one, what he showed me, like, you know, he's always like, you know, on the brochure, like, you know, everything looks good. And he decided to actually take me to Roqueta del Mar, which is the place called. It was quite near Almería. And as we were driving there, he was explaining to me, Roland, until you see this property, don't make any decisions or don't rush into things. But he got, you know, because I was there for 3 days. So, you know, so I'd given him enough time to actually, so we could see other properties as well. But when I went there, you know, what my choice like, you know, the first one, what he showed me, they were good, actually, new built and everything, but it wasn't something what I liked. So, you know,
yeah.
So straight away I said to him, Daniel, I wouldn't want to waste your time, neither, you know, like, and neither I wouldn't want to waste my time as well. And what I'm looking for is nothing out of my choice. Can we go back? And that's exactly how my approach was, you know. So we went back to Mojarca area, and they said, Roland, I've got another couple of them, you know, in mind, which he knows, like, you know, so that's how we came back. Then he showed me his choice, like, you know, and I said, exactly, that's what I'm looking for. But there wasn't what my budget was like, you know, so they were like quite a bit over than what I had planned. But looking at what he was showing me and what he actually, the way he approached and where he actually explained to me how things work and the value of the properties, I tell you what, the third one, what he showed me, I straight away made up my choice, like, you know, Daniel, that's what I'm going for.
Oh, great. And was that within budget? How much, do you mind me asking how much your budget was?
between 50 to 60. That's what I went for. But then I ended up going for somewhere between 75 and 80.
Okay. So a little bit over.
Yeah.
What made that, 15, 20 grand difference worthwhile?
Because every time when you see things like, on the internet and the brochures, because not only I saw properties on the internet from Daniel, but I actually looked on the whole areas of what our agents were putting ads to as well. And then when I found, what Daniel is showing is something what is, value for money. And he was actually telling you the truth. And one thing I found about him, the more of it was my confidence got built up because of entirely because of Daniel. Because I'm saying so many times Daniel, because he doesn't like to mess with something which is a bit of a low quality. He doesn't like to mess with something which has got strings attached to. And he's a very straightforward guy, and he's a very short spoken guy. And if he likes something, he has his standards. And if you ask him something below the standard, he looks at you as if, you asked him a wrong question.
Yeah. But I think that's good, because then you trust everything that he's showing you.
Exactly. So, and then from there, I think the ones which I saw as well, had just come up in the market. I think I was the second guy or third guy to purchase the property in that building. And it was almost like a bank repossessed, but it was almost a new property. Brand new property, building which was finished in 2019 in March, because I did a bit of a search history, and it was worth it.
And tell me about the property itself. So you'd seen it was the third one you saw that day. What did it look like? What is it like when you walked in? How did you feel?
I tell you what, when I walked into the building, it was, because it was brand new built, unfurnished though, but when I saw, they had it had a lift, it had a swimming pool, it had a, everything fully tiled, the sanitaries were already fitted.
Yeah.
But all, and then the electrics were done, and then plus, then you had to actually put your own kitchen in, and then you had to buy your own burger. But that process, I think Daniel was giving me the comfort that, you don't have to worry about that, I'll take care of it. So that was what, thinking that in mind, because I didn't have anyone in Spain, and then for me to actually trust that. And even if I buy a property and to have that things getting done. And that was a little bit of a worry in my mind, but then from approach what I had from Daniel, I thought I think all what's in this world is you have to believe in is either you trust or you don't trust. Either you go ahead or you move back. But in this situation, when I met Daniel and I found out how his person was, I thought I should actually take it a gamble and move on. So, and that's how it all started, yes.
Yeah, so with a small bit of gamble, but then so he was dealing with finishing off the electrics. Did he point you in the direction to buy furniture, to get it furnished? Did you do all of that with him?
Yes. Daniel has got his contacts there in Spain. And I did, then once I bought the property, then I started, actually first thing as well, he helped me with the solicitor, and the solicitors are called Angela Morales, and I think I would say they are as good as Daniel's team, so they form as part of Daniel's team. Everything was so easy, and they are very good English spoken personnel working in that office, which are very helpful. And I think two or three phone calls, or maybe three or four emails, everything got done that easy, so they arranged all the mortgage, they did notary, and they applied for the mortgage, and everything went on smooth. And then regarding the furniture, Daniel has his contact, so then I went to Daniel, I bought some furniture because of this coronavirus. I think the delivery must have been holding up there now. Yeah, so everything, actually he helped me to actually take me to a place where we could actually buy a kitchen, and he sent me some photographs that the kitchen is now fitted.
Great.
And actually it's all moving in the right direction, yes.
Yeah, that's perfect. And so have you ever bought property elsewhere? Did you buy property in London, or have you ever bought property in Goa?
Yeah, I've got my own place in London, and then I've got another one in a holiday house. This is all for nothing for business purposes, but this is for a holiday place.
Yeah.
And I've got a place in Wales as well, so.
Oh, nice. So how did you find the buying process compared to buying a holiday home in Wales to buying a holiday home in Spain? How was it different or the same?
Because Daniel was there, I didn't find any difference in over here or over there. Because I think everything was guided to Daniel. So before I could do anything, I would just WhatsApp Daniel and say, if that's correct. And if he had to say yes, then he had to just go ahead with it. thinking that, you know, there was no other way, because, you know, whatever he actually guides you, and that is exactly the way how Spain operates.
Yeah, and that's amazing that it can be in a different country. You don't get to see each other face to face, but actually you still feel very connected because of technology. And he's sending you photos now, is he? So you've not been over since the kitchen is fitted.
He has been there and he has sent me the photograph of the kitchen. And I think the way he's been helping me is like, you know, I think whatever I ordered, he said, like, you know, just send it to the address and then he'll actually help me to take the deliveries and everything.
Yeah, that's so helpful. That's so useful.
Yeah, for me, Daniel is no more an agent to me, but now the relation has gone like almost like I feel like I've got another bit of a very, very close friend in Spain, yes.
And so after lockdown passes and everything gets back to normal, fingers crossed, how will you be using the property? What's the plan? Will family visit? You're going to go there on holidays?
Yes, I've got a boy and a girl. My son is the eldest one, who's 17, and my daughter is 11. And that was the plan we had. Like, you know, so we'll be using that place. We would go there for Easter holidays. We said that's what we had planned. But now things are going to change.
But soon?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, holiday house, yes.
And what do your friends and other family, what do they think of you buying in Spain?
I tell you what, as I've been telling my other friends, they're all interested. Now they say, like, Roland, next time you go to Spain, we'll come along with you.
That's good. That's great. You can always take people.
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
And what do you think your favourite part of Spanish life will be?
I think the culture, because we are Catholic as well. So, you know, so we, from back home, we come with a Roman Catholic background, like, and we come from the seacoast as well. And then we love how the homeliness, the kindness, and, you know, the welcoming thing, how the Spanish people have. And we live the same kind of culture as well, like, you know. And it all matches, like, you know. So we are a bit of a religious people as well, like God-fearing. So we like to go to churches and we like to be in the areas where there is more of a religious culture, like, you know, so that's why we chose Spain, yes.
That's so interesting. No one has said that to me before. That's really, really interesting. So will you try and find a church that you feel comfortable in when you're there for holidays and things? Do you think you'll practice in Spain?
We have already browsed on and shortlisted.
Oh, great. That's so good. And then they're nearby then? You found lots of options?
Yeah, they're nearby. Yeah, in Mojaca there is one. There is one in Diagaricha as well, but there's a small church there. But then if you go to Murcia, then there is one. Then in Almeria as well. So, yes. So we've done a shortlist. And if you're going to visit, yes, definitely.
That's great, because I think that's really important. If it's something that you're looking for, that you find a congregation that you feel comfortable in and that you find people that you connect with, then that's going to be an important part of the research then.
Yes, definitely, yes.
Did you tell your agent that? Did you tell Daniel that?
No, I didn't get a chance to talk to him since he was busy as well. And due to the lockdown as well, like, you know, so many things. So we're just keeping in touch by making sure that he's safe with his family, and then plus he's making sure that we are safe here as well in London.
Yeah.
He keeps on inviting me, sending some photographs, saying that, when are you coming again? And then I keep on actually telling him, I'm not sure yet, because, you know, we don't know, like, you know, nothing is certain at the moment yet.
Oh, well, hopefully soon. And my final question is always, if you were going to give advice to somebody thinking about doing the same thing, is there one crucial piece of advice you'd pass on, or is there anything you'd do differently if you were going to do it all again?
I would say, you know, the first thing you need to do is, like, you know, find the right person. You know, the properties might look good, everything might look, you know, very nice, but if you have a right person to guide you, and if you have the right, I wouldn't say agent, but the right person, you know, and if those are people are really, really honest to actually show you what your expectations are, then there's no harm in actually going forward. But, you know, if And you got to be a little bit trusting more of the people there as well, because mm-hmm. it's not easy for them, actually, because, you know, people, the buyers, actually, when they look at it, they think, like, you know, when we go there, everything will be in the plate. But it's not that. It's everywhere like that. But and you got to have a little bit of a tolerance for the person on the other side, you know, how they are actually trying to fulfill your wishes or your dreams, like, you know. So,
yeah, yeah.
So it's a dream house, and then somebody else fulfills your dream. That means you really have to
trust
person as well at the end. Yes, yeah. Trust as well. Yes, absolutely.
Well, fantastic. I'm so glad that your trust paid off and that it's all going smoothly. And I really hope that you and your kids can get out there really soon. I hope it's really, really soon. But thank you so much for talking to me. It was nice to meet you, Roland.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Thank you for listening. And thanks to Roland for sharing his experiences. It's completely understandable that finding the right property located in good proximity to his church would be of high priority. And it's so good that Daniel from Spanish Property Expert could accommodate that. Remember, if you like what you've heard, you can search this agent's properties and more on Quiero.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. This podcast was produced by Quiero.com, and our mission is to connect you with estate agents and properties throughout Spain. Whether your dream home is a rustic farmhouse surrounded by olive groves or a lock-up and leave apartment on the seafront, you'll find everything you need at Quiero.com. We love hearing how these podcast episodes have helped you find your dream home in Spain. Please do continue to share your feedback with us. And if you've enjoyed this episode, we'd really appreciate you taking the time to review and rate our podcast on iTunes or your preferred podcast listening app. Your feedback, reviews, and ratings help us reach and connect more people with their dream home in Spain. And whenever you're ready, here are four ways we can help you. Ask a question by emailing beth@quiero.com. We'll try and answer them all in an upcoming Q&A episode. Get a location guide by emailing beth@quiero.com. We'll reply with the latest data and information on the areas you're interested in. Calculate your budget. Simply visit quiero.com/budget, enter two numbers and you're done. Be our guest. If you've already purchased your home in Spain, we would love for you to share your story on the podcast. Just email beth@quiero.com and we'll take it from there. Tune in next time when I catch up with Terry from Finland, whose buying experience was turbocharged as it was just 11 days between her putting in the offer to being handed the keys to her dream home in Spain. I'm Beth Davison, and you've been listening to the Quiero.com Spanish Property Podcast. I'll see you next time.